From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Water use restrictions, wildfires, and charges connected to those blazes had you talking with us last week. New Jersey officials say it is time to get serious about the water that we use. The state's shifting from a drought watch to a drought warning. It is more of a technical move on the supply side, but you are still urged to be aware of how much water you're using.
It's one step away from a drought emergency. That's when you'd be required to restrict water usage. For now, you're being urged to actually think about how much water you may be wasting. Mark McDonough, president of New Jersey American Water, is telling customers to discontinue outdoor irrigation and conserve water in other ways inside the home.
From shorter showers to using your dishwasher when fully loaded.
State officials say the point of a drought warning now is to avoid the need for a drought emergency later. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
It is because of these historically dry conditions that the volume of wildfire activity in New Jersey is also unprecedented right now. The drought conditions making matters far worse than they have to be at this time of year. Governor Murphy says since early October, the State Forest Fire Service has responded to more than 540 separate fires.
To put that in context, that is 500 more fires than we saw during the exact same period last year, which is, put differently, a 1,300% increase.
The state has been urging you to avoid starting any fires outdoors. Charcoal fires, like a charcoal grill, are completely banned right now in New Jersey. That Jennings Creek wildfire that continues to rage along the New York-New Jersey border has been one of the more challenging wildfires to fight due to the inaccessibility of the area. New Jersey Fire Service Commander Christopher Franick says this has been an extremely difficult battle.
Hard to get equipment in there because some areas is too steep for bulldozers to go to. So it is somebody on the ground digging fire line, choking on smoke and dust, trying to suppress this fire with manual labor.
Cause of the fire remains under investigation. The state's wildfire crews have been running ragged after more than 60 days straight of fighting just one fire after another. Meanwhile, a 14-year-old boy is facing arson charges for allegedly starting one of the recent brush fires in South Jersey.
Police allege the boy intentionally set the fire last month that eventually burned through 50 acres on the border of Evesham Township in Berlin. They didn't reveal how the boy started it. The 14-year-old was arrested a week ago. Police are now investigating to see if he has a connection to a larger wildfire nearby that started the same day that he was arrested. That one burned through 375 acres.
Scott Pringle, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Even as New Jersey faces this extreme fire danger, you'll be able to deep fry your turkey for Thanksgiving. It doesn't mean you should, but you can. State and local emergency management officials say be extra careful. Make sure your fryer is set on a sturdy flat surface outside, away from anything that can burn, and have a fire extinguisher ready just in case. If you're going to do a traditional roast turkey, where can you get the best turkeys in New Jersey? Check out my page at NJ1015.com. I'll tell you where you can go to get the best, most flavorful turkeys in New Jersey and my secret recipe to really wow your guests this Thanksgiving. That's all on my page at NJ1015.com. New Jersey's First News is on Facebook and Instagram. I'll tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short video every morning. Just like and subscribe to have it included in your news feed. You can also enable the app alerts on our free mobile app, and it'll be sent right to your phone every morning. New Jerseyans who travel into Manhattan are going to get smacked with a steep toll thanks to the Metropolitan Transportation Authority's controversial congestion pricing plan. The toll was originally supposed to start the end of June. It was stopped by New York's Governor Kathy Hochul, but now she says the plan will launch with a reduced toll down from the $15 toll originally proposed.
Under this plan, the MTA will implement a congestion pricing plan with a reduced daytime toll of $9 beginning in January.
Governor Murphy is blasting the idea, saying he will continue the fight to block it in court. President-elect Donald Trump says he strongly disagrees with Hochul's decision to revive congestion pricing, but it's unclear if he's going to have the authority to stop it now given the new timeline. And as if that $9 toll to enter Manhattan wasn't enough, tolls will be going up to cross the Hudson River as well. It's a double whammy for Jersey commuters. The Port Authority has begun the process of raising tolls a dollar at the Holland and Lincoln Tunnels, GWB, Bayonne and Gothels Bridges, and the Outer Bridge Crossing. It'll take the toll to nearly $17 for Easy Pass users. Also in the works, granting higher prices to vendors at Newark Airport and a 25-cent increase in the path fare. All would take effect in the new year. It has been a tragic 2024 on New Jersey's roads. According to the state police, more than 580 people have lost their lives on the roadways so far this year.
That is 95% of the fatalities that we saw for a full year last year, with over a month yet to go in 2024.
That's Tracy Noble with AAA. She says sometimes outside factors come into play, like weather, but the majority of fatal crashes can be blamed on driver behavior. New Jersey has launched a statewide burglary task force to get a better handle on break-ins and home invasions, which have been rising. Attorney General Matt Platkin says officials are enhancing information sharing about suspects across multiple jurisdictions.
And our prosecutors are going to be able to go in and seek detention using arguments about the dangerousness of these particular people, in particular, the adult that's driving it.
The law signed last month increases penalties for burglaries and home invasions. It's too soon to see if it's actually having an effect. I took dozens of calls from angry and frustrated voters in Burlington County on election night. Many waited in line for hours just to enter their polling place. County commissioners now want to hear your story. Final votes were not cast in Burlington County until 2 a.m. Wednesday morning. County officials undertaking a full review. They say they'll issue a report by the end of January. They're especially interested in hearing from anyone who either could not or did not vote due to the election day problems. If you want to hire a dog trainer in New Jersey, do you know what their qualifications are? Right now in New Jersey, you want to be a dog trainer? Just say, I'm a dog trainer. A proposed law introduced to the State House could lead to New Jersey becoming the first state of the nation to require licenses for dog trainers.
The growing concern is that we're seeing more and more reports of unqualified, uneducated, and unethical dog trainers who are posing risks.
That's Bradley Pfeiffer. He's with the Certification Council for Professional Dog Trainers. He says now no state requires a license for that job. Six Flags Great Adventure will soon begin the process of tearing down the tallest, fastest roller coaster in America. But they say they're not done breaking records. In 2026, park officials say they'll launch a new multi-record-breaking coaster. It hasn't yet been named. Meanwhile, the park plans to launch a new coaster next year called Flash Vertical Velocity. The Green Lantern coaster and parachute ride will be torn down to make way for the new attractions. Six Flags will also close the popular Skyway ride that first opened when the park debuted in 1974. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices and all of our content available anytime. Just go to nj1015.com and click on demand. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend. Join me Monday morning for New Jersey's First News. We're live at 5:30. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.